Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchisate with the evening news. The headlines. 9th session of 14th Naglan Legislative Assembly commences. State government introduces revised FNTA bill in assembly. MLAs raise concerns over proposed FCRA amendments. And Governor Nand Kishore Yadav reviews coffee cultivation in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. The 9th session of the 14th Naglan Legislative Assembly commenced today with the introduction of the revised Frontier Naglan Territorial Authority Bill 2026 along with 5 government bills. During 0 hour, MLA Dr. Tsilhutyo Rutso raised the issue on potential fraudulent pension cases. The House also discussed the issue pertaining to the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. The discussion was initiated by MLA Achumbemu Kikon, while MLAs Thimjin Mimba Pongan, Y. Mankau Konyak, Kiducho Kamu and P. Longon also participated. Chief Minister Nipuryo gave the concluding remarks. Several Assembly Committee reports and rules and matters relating to the assent of bills were also presented. Earlier, Speaker Sharingen Longkuma made an obituary reference to former Assembly member G. Kugavi. The House observed a minute's silence in his memory. The Speaker later adjourned the House to meet on September 3. The Naglan Legislative Assembly today introduced a revised Frontier Naglan Territorial Authority FNTA Bill 2026. The revised bill is scheduled to be taken up for consideration and passing on September 3. The original FNTA bill introduced in the Assembly on March 26 was withdrawn today through a voice vote after Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton moved the motion. The legislation seeks to establish a special institutional arrangement for the 6 districts of Eastern Naglan, Mon, Twensang, Longlin, Kifri, Noklak and Shamato following the Memorandum of Agreement signed between the Centre, the Naglan Government and the Eastern Naglan People's Organisation in February. The earlier bill was deferred in March amid concerns over the proposed authority's powers and its constitutional and legal implications. MLA Achumbemo Kikon has urged the Centre to withdraw the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026, expressing concern that its provisions could adversely affect churches, charitable institutions and other minority organisations. Initiating a discussion under Rule 50 in the Assembly today, Mr. Kikon said the proposed amendments could make FCRA registration and renewal more complicated and create scope for institutions and assets built partly through foreign contributions to be taken over. He particularly questioned the proposed central government designated authority and called for the proposed amendments to be examined in the context of Article 371A. Participating in the discussion, MLA Kudecho Kamu acknowledged the government's objectives of regulating foreign contributions and improving financial transparency, but cautioned that the proposed provisions could disproportionately affect smaller churches and grassroots organizations.
The proposed bill goes beyond reasonable regulation and gives excessive restriction with an objective to slowly curtail and destroy all the activities of the churches, Christian institutions, charitable organizations, minority groups, and other civil societies who are actively engaging in the humanitarian and developmental services as complementary partners of the government in the state and throughout the country.
MLAs Thimjin Mimba Pongan, Y. Mankau Konyak, and P. Longon also supported the discussion. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipuryo has welcomed the Centre's decision to refer the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment FCRA Bill 2026 to a joint parliamentary committee, saying it would provide an opportunity to address genuine concerns and remove apprehensions surrounding the legislation. In his concluding remarks on the discussion on FCRA in the Assembly today, Mr. Ryo said churches and Christian institutions have historically played a significant role in the development of Nagaland, particularly in providing education, healthcare, social welfare and assistance to vulnerable communities in remote areas. He said the proposed amendments had generated widespread concern over the potential impact on such activities. Mr. Ryo said he had consulted Christian leaders and written to Union Home Minister Amit Shah urging greater parliamentary scrutiny and wider consultations on the proposed amendments.
I'm happy and grateful to the Government of India, Home Ministry, for heeding the request of all of us. And on 12th August 2026, the decision was taken to refer to Foreign Contributions Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 to a joint Parliamentary Committee. I'm confident of the JPC providing an opportunity to address genuine concern, remove apprehensions, and build greater public confidence in the proposed regulatory framework.
The Chief Minister further reaffirmed the state government's commitment to continue engaging with all stakeholders and the Government of India to ensure that legitimate concerns are addressed. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav today reviewed the progress and prospects of coffee cultivation in the state during a meeting with officials of the Coffee Board of India and the State Department of Land Resources at Lok Bhavan, Kohima. The meeting discussed efforts to expand coffee cultivation, improve productivity and quality, as well as strengthen processing, training and market linkages. Officials said coffee cultivation in Nagaland has grown steadily with both Arabica and Robusta varieties cultivated across several districts. The meeting also reviewed challenges facing the sector, including poor road connectivity, transportation difficulties, limited processing facilities, climate-related concerns, small land holdings, shortage of skilled labor, and limited access to international markets. At the same time, it noted the growing coffee culture in Nagaland and highlighted strong potential for specialty and premium coffee through organic certification, value addition, coffee tourism, cafes and e-commerce. Governor Yadav stressed the need for a coordinated approach to strengthen the entire coffee value chain, adding that quality production and value addition would be key to increasing income for farmers and creating opportunities for local entrepreneurs and youth. The governor expressed confidence that sustained institutional support, improved infrastructure, scientific farming practices and stronger market linkages could help Nagaland emerge as an important producer of premium coffee in the country. And MLA Dr. Tsilhutyo Rutso has called for comprehensive verification of pensioners in Nagaland, citing concerns over possible unauthorized pension drawals and irregularities in the system. Raising the issue during 0 hour of the Assembly today, Dr. Rutso said pension is a right and reward for years of service and must be protected for genuine pensioners.
Pension is not a gift, but a right and a reward for decades of sincere service rendered by the government servants to the state. Our genuine pensioners, after retirement, depend solely on their pension for their livelihood, medical needs and dignity. The state has a moral and constitutional duty to ensure that pensioners receive their pension on time and with honour.
According to data presented by the MLA, 63,370 retired government employees and nominees currently receive pensions through state treasuries and the SPI's computerized pension processing centre. He said the state government spent more than 2,679 crore rupees on life and family pensions in 2025-26, while over 1,049 crore rupees had been disbursed up to July this financial year. The MLA raised concerns over possible irregularities, including delayed reporting of deaths, unverified remarriage of family pensioners, duplicate pensions, and potentially fraudulent life, marriage, debt, and disability certificates. He also called for closer scrutiny of pensioners aged 70 and above and those residing outside Nagaland. Dr. Rutso proposed several measures to streamline the pension system, including time-bound physical or Aadhaar-linked biometric verification using Jeevan Praman. a centralized online pension portal for Nagaland, and a detailed audit by a high-level committee led by the Finance Department. The MLA stressed that the measures would protect the rights and dignity of genuine pensioners while preventing the misuse of public funds and reducing the burden on the state exchequer. Now to end the news, here are the main points once again. Ninth session of the 14th Nagaland Assembly commences. State government introduces revised FNTA bill in Assembly. MLAs raise concerns over proposed FCRA amendments. And Governor Nand Kishore Yadav reviews coffee cultivation in Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.